Today, I would like to talk about Kammatthana and Charita. Charita means the temperament, right? One's temperament. Kammatthana means samatha meditation, right? Samatha meditation. So there are 40 Kammatthana, samatha objects. There are 6 type of the charita, personal temperament. Each individual has different temperament to strengthen the individual vipassana practice. One should know one's temperament, knowing one's mana. One can also choose suitable kammatthana for oneself. So greed person, right? Number one, greed person should contemplate the ten asubha or kaya kadasti to suppress passion. Right? So greed person, if you are greedy person, right? if you have greed a lot, so what you should do is contemplate the ten asubha. Kaya kadakati, kaya kadasati. Tan asubha means the death body, right? So what means tan means, right? So death body. So tan means when you don't bury the death body or burn the death body, then when we keep the death body, if we don't put the death body into the ice room, right, then the dead body becomes worse and worse. So especially you can see in ancient time in India. Right? In India there are about right now, so about 900 million population in India, right? So at the time of the Buddha, when the people death, right, then people, they send the dead body to the cemetery. They don't really bury or they don't burn. Then after many days, the dead body become worse and worse. That's what we call that time. Time means for them out. When we send the dead body into the cemetery for one day, you see, right, the dead body feels still a little nice. Then for 2 days, then start, right, getting bad smell. After 3 days, after 4 days, after 10 days, then many dog, the other animal eat the dead body, right? Means, so at the when we see the dead body become more and more dead, see more scary, right? Means of course when the person dead for one day, we can still contemplate. Right? After 2 days, then it is getting worse, right? Getting more difficult because the dead body changing a lot, right? Bad smelling, many things came out of the body, right? That's what we call the ten asubha means ten different kind of the dead body, right? Actually, the dead body is one, but according to the situation, the body becomes worse and worse. Right? That's why when we contemplate the dead body, then we see, when we die and when we like this, right? When we have the too much attachment, when we see the dead body, or when we die and when we like this, right? When we die, it is nothing, right? So the body becomes, right, seems scary, right? When we actually, even you are beautiful lady, right? Beautiful, you are handsome man. But when we die, no one wants to keep it, right? The body, our body. But in the United States, I heard, even the one person some person dying, but still they can use the organ, right, to replace others, right? This is another case. But definitely when we die, even you are beautiful, right? Lady, famous lady, right? You are famous address, famous, right, business lady, right? So famous meditation teacher, handsome man, right? But when we die, we are the same, right? No one wants to keep it. Even your husband, your wife, right? They love you very much. But when we die, right? Even they take off, right? From your body, something there, when you are wearing the gold or diamond, right? They don't want to keep you, right? So it means that when we see those kind of dead body, then we realize, oh, I will die one day like this. When we die one day, then my body is useless, right? Then the wild dog, the other animals eating the dead body, right? Seems scary. So that's why if you see those kind of dead body, contemplate, observe, right? Then you can reduce the greed. Then kaya gadadri, right? Kaya gadadri means, kaya means the body. We observe the body. When you observe the body, we observe only hair, skin, this, right? This, bone, kidney, right? So near, so on. Keda, loma, naka, danda, deso, mandan, naru, adi, adi, minzan, wagan, hariyan, yakanan, so on, right? There are 32 parts of our body, right? So you can say a few words. Kesa, loma, naka, danda, deso, means the hair, bone, right? Hair, bone, teeth, nail, skin, so on. If you can say about five things, right? Then if you observe, so finally you understand, oh, only mind body, only hair, skin, bone, teeth, right? Kidney, nothing, right? Then if someone died, then the hair gone, the teeth gone, right? The everything gone, right? So that's why if you don't have much time to practice Vipassana meditation, for example, when you are sitting in the car, when you are working in the office, when you have free time, you can say, right? Kesa, loma, naka, danda, so if you do not say Pali, you can say hair, right, skin, teeth, bone, kidney, right, so on. So if you can say, then you can concentrate. Then when you realize, also you can reduce, right? You can reduce the attachment, right? If someone very greedy in your family, right, if someone very greedy, right, in your neighborhood, right? So teach them this, right? Asubha, kayakadakasi, right? Then you will see the person will change. Then number two, the hatred person should practice the four Brahma viharas. Four Brahma viharas means metta, karuna, mudita, upekkha, right? Metta means loving kindness. Murida means, right? So sympathetic joy. Karuna means the compassion, right? Upekkha, equanimity, the four color. The four color is the brown, white, red, right, pink, so on. So if you practice this kind of things, then you can reduce your anger, right? Hatred person, right? Of course, myself, so when I was around 20, I was very angry. Right? If I don't like something, so I can get, right? I can be angry easily. So sometimes it's very hard to control. So I don't know how to control my anger. But when I feel angry, also I don't like it. But I don't know how to control my anger. So I have the difficulties. So actually I have the medicine, but I don't take it, right? So we have medicine, but we don't take it. We learn the Buddha's teaching from the book, but actually when we really have something, we don't know how to use it because We don't really go to the practice, right? So we know about dosa. Dosa is not very good, right? Anger is not good. Greed is not good. Delusion is not very good. But we know not good, but we don't know how to reduce, right? Because we don't know the way how to do it. Right? We know the Buddha's teaching, but we don't know, right? So I would like to reduce the my anger. Because when I'm angry, sometimes I'm very angry, sometimes I have to break something, right? In order to reduce my anger. So I have to throw something in order to reduce my anger. So finally, so I'm practiced in Bandiyarama. So I can reduce the anger, but still I see a lot of anger, right? So if the yogis do not report very clearly, sometimes I'm here, right? So when in DMC now, I'm a very nice person. In Semango, if the yogis do not report very clearly, so I can be patient for a few times, right? So that's why some yogis are scared to interview with me. Right? Because sometimes I can lose my patience easily. So I notice I need to practice more and more, right? Sometimes even though the yogi complaining, or sometimes they confuse a lot, but I noticed, so I have to be more patient, noted, then I can overcome it, right? So it is a core weapon, right, to control our, but we have to know whether we really have the anger or not, right? When we see the anger, so we have to find the way how to reduce. If we do not find the way how to reduce, then it's very hard to reduce, right? So when we see, we should try to reduce. In this way, you can be better. So Brahma Vihara, right? As I told you before, when you write this loving kindness, right? You can say, may I be well, happy and peaceful. May I be free from enmity and danger. May I be free from physical suffering. May I be free from mental suffering. May I take care of myself happily, right? So if you write this about 10 minutes every day, right? So if you really don't like the one person, right? You should not practice loving kindness for them first. You have to practice yourself, right? After you practice yourself, then you send your loving kindness to the other person. Then when you have co-concentration, then you can send someone that you don't like it. If you start practicing loving kindness, if someone you do not like it, then your anger can be stronger and stronger, right? Because you are not developing concentration and mindfulness yet, right? That's why you should not start loving kindness first, right? So someone you don't like it, right? So it means that you should start yourself. Then you should practice your parents, you should practice your brothers and sisters, right? You should practice your co-workers, right? Then when you have good concentration, then you can see that person's face, right? May he, may she be well and happy, right? Actually, we don't like each other because they hate, we hate, right? They hate, but we don't hate means that we can solve this problem, right? Because we don't like each other, sometimes we blame others. Actually, we hate or they hate, right? That's why we cannot solve that by hatred and hatred. So we can overcome the hatred by loving kindness, right? Even someone don't like you, someone criticize you, right? If you are kind, one day they will understand, right? If you show your anger toward them, you feel also show don't like it when you see, then you show your anger, then can be the stronger and stronger, right? So if someone do not like you, but if you practice loving kindness, right? Then one day you will overcome it, right? So because someone do not like you, because actually someone do not have very good education, or someone they are very selfish, right? They always think about themselves. If they feel someone trying to do something, they worry losing their job, right? They worry losing their benefit, so on, right? Then they start doing something for others, right? Then when we understand those kind of person, then we can give forgiveness, then practice loving kindness, then finally we can get along, right? We can get along. But if someone hate, you hate, they hate, then finally someone have to go to jail, right? Someone have to go to court, so on, because they have their big problem more and more. Right? There's a hatred, right? If someone is very angry in your family, right? So you can teach loving kindness. It's easy, right? So they don't need to sit longer, right? 1 hour. If they practice about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, that, right? They can practice, right? Their problem is that their person, sometimes they don't know they are angry, right? If they don't know they are angry, then they have no way to reduce, right? If we know we are angry, we are greedy, right? I am not perfect person, then one day we can be perfect, right? If we don't know we are making mistake or not, right? If we don't know we are angry person or not, right? Then it's very hard to reduce. So the Buddha gave the talk in Dhammapada. Yo bhalo menyati bhalan paindo wabi dena so. Bhalo sa panida mani sa we bhalo di hosti. Yo bhalo menyati bhalan paindo wabi dena so. The meaning is, that person is foolish. Right? Then the foolish know I am foolish. Then he can be a wise person one day. So panida wabi dena do bhalo sa panida mani sa we bhalo di hosti. But someone is so foolish, but think I am wise, right? Then that person will not be, that person will be foolish forever, right? So means if we know we are foolish, we need something, then we can be wise one day, right? If we are foolish, but we believe I am wise scholar, then that person can be foolish forever, right? So means if the person do not know, right, what they need to improve, then they don't know how to improve, right? That's why we need to know what we need to change our behavior, right? We need to understand what we need to change. Then we trying to make better and better. Then finally we can change, right? So that's why the problem is many people do not really aware of what we need to change, right? So we are just complaining others, right? When we complaining others, then whenever we go, we will have more problem, right? We have more problem, then we will complain, then the problem will not be finished, right? So that's why we need to know what we need to change in this way. We can be better person. Then number three, the dog person should practice anapanasati. The mind of the person is often distracted, wandering here, there, as you do, odicha, kogocha. So with the God, by practicing anapanasati, one can calm down the restless, distract the mind. So dho bhasa means we Pali we say moha. So that bhasa means not clear. Right? Wandering mind a lot, don't know the right or wrong, right? So that bhasa anapanasati means breathing out, right? I have never tried, right? So I just share with you, right? So you can try if you have a lot of wandering mind, thinking mind, not clear your mind. You can try in your, not here, right? In your in your daily life, right? So then you can use a lot of wandering mind, doubt, then thinking mind, right? The number four, the faithful person. One with much faith should practice Buddha no sati, Dhamma no sati, Sangha no sati, Sila no sati, Saga no sati, Devata no sati, right? Buddha no sati means they reflect on the Buddha's, right? So qualities. The Dhamma no sati means reflect on the Dhamma quality. Sangha no sati means reflect on the Sangha quality. Sila no sati, reflect on the morality, right? Saga no sati means reflect on the donation. Devata no sati, reflect on the special beings, right? So Buddha no sati means that, as I said to you before, right? So iti viso bhagava arahan sama sammuddho Vesasarana Samano Sukado Loka Vidu Anodoro Purisa Dhamma Sarati Satari Vam No Sana Bodo Bhagava. You can choose one of them, right? The Buddha is great, so he can get the respect from all the people, from the all special beings, right? So he can remove all attachment, all kilesa, right, from his mind, right, at him. Then Dhamma no sati, right? The Dhamma no sati means that one day I talk about the Dhamma quality, right? The Buddha talk about the Dhamma very well. When we practice, then we can see the Dhamma ourselves, right? Dhamma quality. Sangha no sati means Sangha quality. Sobreipanna bhagavato savaka sangho. Sobreipanna means the monks have the co-practice, Sobreipanna. They have the quality of the co-practice, right? Sobreipanna, usubreipanna. Then their behavior is very, very straight. They are not dishonest. They are honest soul. Then you can practice Sangha, right? Sangha no sati, Sila no sati. Then we can reflect on the morality. Saga no sati, we can reflect the donation, right? Special beings. In this way, the faithful person can gain the concentration. So the reason the faithful person should practice, right? As the Buddhist country like in Burma, some people, they have their faith, but they don't have wisdom, right? When they come to meditation center, they cannot practice. They have faith, a lot of faith. They would like to donate something to the Sangha, and they would like to offer juice to the meditation teacher. They would like to offer something to the Sangha, robes. But when they have practice, they think about a lot, right? They cannot concentrate the object, right? That's why when they practice Buddha no sati, Dhamma no sati, Sangha no sati, Sila no sati, Saga no sati, Devata no sati, is better for them, for their concentration, right? So you may not understand this kind of person because you are never see, right? In Burma, we understand because the reason we have to choose this kind of person for this kind of kamatana, right? Because their person only have faith. They don't know what is wrong or not, what is right or not. For example, when we give the Dhamma talk, whatever they give that they believe without any, right, investigating, right, they believe. That's why only their faith is hard to gain the inside knowledge, because their person do not have the wisdom, right? So in Burma, everyone has a Buddha statue in their house, right? Then some Burmese, they offer rice, curry, banana, papaya, sticky rice to the Buddha statue every day with the water. But if you talk about the Dhamma, they don't understand, right? They just offer rice, curry, right? The banana, papaya, water or flour, many things. Like if you visit in Burma, many people came to the famous Sri Gumbakura. Right, they offer the flower to the Buddha, they wash, they say something, right? So they offer money to the Buddha, right? They offer, right? Then they offer the light to the Buddha, right? Sometimes even the Buddha statue, right, was in the winter, it was very cold. But still someone offering water to the Buddha statue, right? So many the devas have the faith, but don't have the wisdom, right? So they would like to offer flower, right, rice, money to the Buddha, Sangha. But they don't know the Dhamma. They don't understand the deeper of the Dhamma, right? So many the devas in practice this kind of things, then they have some benefit. And number six, the wise person should practice Marana Nosadi, Ubasama, Nosadi, Aribrikula Senya, Sudharu Vavatan, right? The wise person. Because the wise person, although they have wisdom, but they don't have faith. So then they have wisdom, they think about many things, but when we ask them to practice, then they don't want, right? They just think about many things. They have idea, a lot of idea, right? Especially in Burma. So if you are not born in the Buddhist country, sometimes you may not understand this kind of right, things. So when you visit the other place, for example, northern Burma, many, many people will talk about the Dhamma. What is Batavi, Avo, Dezo, Vayo, right? What is then Four Noble Truths? What is the Seven Infanta of Enlightenment? Whatever, they know many things. But if you ask them, please come to meditate, they don't want that, right? They just would like to discuss each other, right? They think about something, but they don't want to practice, right? You can see those kind of people, especially in Buddhist country, right? So it means we must have the wisdom, the faith, balance, right? If we have faith, don't wisdom, then we can go the wrong direction, right? So if you have the wisdom, then we don't have the faith, also we can go the wrong direction. So it means that the wisdom, the faith must go together, balanced. Then our life will be balanced. So then you can, for example, you can see in your daily life, some person is very stubborn, right? Stubborn means that their person, they believe they very strictly what they believe. They cannot change, right? So they might have the wisdom, but they don't have the other knowledge, right? So it means that their person cannot get along other, right? In the same way, their person have their belief. That's why, for example, many people, when they see something, they can believe easily. That's why some people are lying, take advantage, right? For their business, right? That's why some people are losing their money because they can believe easily. For example, bad company, they give their good advertisement in the TV, right? So invest in our company, you can gain a lot of benefit. Then many people believe, right? Without thinking, then later they can lose a lot of money, right? Because their person can believe easily, but not much wisdom, right? That's why wisdom, belief, we must go together. In this way, our life will be balanced. So Marana Nosti means that reflect on the death, right? So mind life is uncertain, death is certain, right? We have to reflect on the death, right? Upasama Nosti, they reflect on the quality of the Nibbana, right? Nibbana. Aribhrigula Senya is, you know, when you see the food, you have to think about, even though you see the good food, right? You have to think about the bad food, right? So it's disgusting. It's, I think, very hard, right? We really see the good food, then we have to think about it as bad food, right? It's disgusting. It's a very hard one. I never buy this one. Right? If you like it, you can try, right? For me, it's hard. I try many times. So when I see the good food, I'm trying to imagine the bad food, but still in my mind, doesn't work. So If you like it, you can try, right? You can try Ahare Parikula Senya, right? It's, you have to think about this is a disgusting, right? So Studari Vavatam, this is the Batavi, Avo, Dezo, Vayo, right? Batavi As, right? Faya, Vada, right? So Aya, the number six. The Gamathana Sudivadu, all types of Basin are Batavi, Kasina, Abo, Kasina, Dezo, Kasina, Vayo, Kasina, right? Aloka, Kasina, Agasa, Kasina, the four Arubas, right? So these are, we can write this everyone, right? Abo means the Vada, right? You look at the Vada, Vada, Dezo, Fire, right? So Vayo, air, right? Then Aloka, the light, Agada, sky, right? There are four Arubas. So Agada Nisa Yadana, Vinyan Nisa Yadana, Agensinya Yadana, Nivasinya Nasinya Yadana, so on. This, the Kamathana, so everyone can write this. So these are like Kamathana and Charita. This is what we call the Samatha meditation, right? No Vipassana. But still, we still have a lot of benefit, right? So especially if someone is greedy, hater, right, tall, then we can write this, we can choose, right? We can choose also, so we can write this every time, right? Every time. Then when you gain the good connotation by practicing this one, then you can go to the Vipassana, inside meditation. So what is the difference between Samatha and Vipassana? Samatha means that when you gain the good connotation, you become calm, peaceful, quiet, but you just stay, you don't observe, right? So Vipassana means when you really gain the good connotation, mindfulness, then you have to observe the calm, peaceful, means that you should not try to attach, right? You are still observed. If you are still observed, you feel happy, joy, peaceful, means that you are Vipassana. Then you can remove the kilesa. But this is Samatha meditation, you can gain, you can reduce, but for a while, not forever, right? You can reduce. In order to remove the kilesa from our mind for forever, the Vipassana can remove longer, right? Samatha meditation can remove for some time, Vipassana meditation can remove the for some time, longer, right? Longer. But when we reach the area, Magga Phala Jnana, the steam entry, then we can remove some of them. The other steam entry, although there are four kind of, right? The area that I will talk about later. So that's why, even though you practice Samatha meditation, you still have the benefit, right? So that's why, when you have the time, right? So if you don't have time to practice Vipassana, please try to practice this kind of Samatha, then you will have the benefit.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.